Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You've seen her on Dancing with the Stars. Did you know she's from Minnesota? Joining us now from the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Samantha Harris. Good morning, Samantha. You were born in Hopkins, so we get to claim you.
Yes, you guys. I'm a Minnesotan through and through. Hopkins High, Royals go.
I love hearing that. That's great. So you are on to a new project with the Game Show Network, and I think it's just fascinating the popularity of game shows right now, still so hot, and this new show is called Tug of Words. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So Tug of Words is a fast-paced wordplay game show where we have two teams of two competing. I offer a word clue, so we start with a three-letter word, eventually working our way up to six-letter words. And you change one letter in the existing word to a new word. So, for instance, let's say we start with the word tug, T-U-G. The clue I'm going to give you is a children's game. And so now you have to change just one letter to make tug a new word. So the answer there would be, any guesses? Ding, 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 tag. So it's very fast. Our contestants only have a few seconds to answer. And then that creates another word. Now we give another clue. It builds on the word that was just answered with. So it's really fun. By the time we get to five and six letter words, we actually have to change two of the letters. So it gets more challenging, more fun. And this all new season of Tug of Words on Game Show Network actually has even more words and clues in every game. So it's a lot of fun.
So what is it like for you to host this show? It sounds like it's pretty quick moving, fast paced, energetic. What's that like for you to kind of police all that and kind of move it along?
Very different animal as a TV host from my days on Dancing with the Stars or Entertainment Tonight, because we have, first of all, there's money on the line, right? I wish I could give away $10,000 every episode. But of course they have to win the bonus round to get that. And so there's money on the line. They come in there, they are, you know, whether they're siblings or father, daughter, or coworkers, it's, you know, best friends from high school. It's fun to see how the different relationships are. And then of course, one person on the team doesn't want to disappoint or let down the other person on the team. So there are a lot of different elements at play. But I think one of the most fun things about Tug of Words is to watch from home, because we can play along. So, you know, my girls are 11 and 15 now, and my husband and I will get together in front of the TV at, you know, after dinner with them, and we'll play around. And and our 11-year-old, oh my gosh, our 11-year-old was playing with us one night, the very first time we ever watched it, the premiere episode. And I didn't realize, and neither did my husband or our 15-year-old, that the closed captioning was on. And all of a sudden, our 11-year-old is killing it. I mean, she is getting every single answer. And we think, oh my gosh, we didn't realize we have such a savant. Go us. High five his parents. We have a brilliant child, until we realize she's reading the closed captioning because the answer came up before I would say the answer or the contestant would say the answer on the show. So that was hilarious.
I love it. Well, she's bright to do that right away. I love that. You know, we are so proud of you here in Minnesota. I know you're proud of your Hopkins background, but not only are you doing what you're doing now, the past experience you've had with Dancing with the Stars as well, but you're a best-selling author. You were diagnosed in 2014 with stage 2 invasive breast cancer at the age of 40. Your diagnosis, your health has been a huge part of your journey. Can you tell us a little bit more about how important it is for you to kind of spread the word to people of what they can do to take control of their health?
Well, I think that was one of the things that really surprised me the most. As a breast cancer thriver, I've learned a lot. My dad, and for those who are listening from, you know, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Dick Shapiro, he was the promoter that brought all the rock concerts to town with Company 7, his company. And he was this light and this force and this impresario that was just the most magnetic person ever. And we miss him every single day. And he died at age 50 from colon cancer. And so at 40, when I was diagnosed with breast cancer, I thought, I'm not going to not be here for my kids. My girls were only 3 and 6 at the time. And I learned that of the 1 in 8 women who will be diagnosed with invasive breast cancer over the course of her lifetime, only 5 to 10% of those are actually hereditary. And even though my dad had colon cancer and there is a colon breast connection genetically, I had no genetic link to my cancer. So as a journalist, I set on a journey of research, and I learned it is what we put in, on, and around our body that affects our overall well-being, that can determine our health outcomes. And so I realized, wow, I can be in more control than I even realized through how I'm living my life, what habits I have, what lifestyle choices I'm making. And so I wrote the book, as you mentioned, it was an Amazon bestseller called Your Healthiest Healthy. And it is really a small manageable step to take just magnificent health gains. And so from Your Healthiest Healthy as a book, I launched Your Healthiest Healthy Community. So every week through my subscription membership community, I'm a certified health coach. I'm a certified trainer. I lead a live workout. I offer a live health coaching class and session with Q&A. And then I bring in a live guest expert. And then I also have Your Healthiest Healthy retreats. So my first retreat of 2023 will be in February in Santa Monica, California. We'll head back to Utah, where I go every year with a group, in October. So, you know, you guys can hit me up anytime on Instagram or Facebook. It's at Samantha Harris TV, like television, Samantha Harris TV. And I offer a lot of tips and advice and suggestions. But I also, if you DM me or you put a comment in to one of my posts, I will get back to you.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I'm sure you get a lot of questions and reaction from people. And just want to mention, too, you were an intern at WCCO-TV with the late Bill Carlson. How did that kind of launch you to get you where you're at right now?
Well, it was, first of all, Bill, I mean, for those who remember Bill Carlson, he was just an icon in the entertainment news game in Minneapolis and St. Paul. And I interned with him, and that led, because again, it was all entertainment news. That led to my internship at Entertainment Tonight. I worked full time in the newsroom, actually at KMSP TV when I was a junior in college. And I think it's the precursor was at Hopkins High. We have K-Hop TV, a little television station at the school, and that's where I cut my teeth. I learned how to read a teleprompter and write news copy and edit, and that helped when I was at Northwestern University to be able to succeed in the journalism school that eventually led me to my career as a TV host and as a journalist.
That's so wonderful. Well, we are, again, super proud of what you've been able to achieve, and we'll look forward to seeing you host this show on Game Show Network. It sounds really exciting. It sounds like a lot of fun. Tug of words. Thanks again, Samantha.
Oh, thank you so much. And I love that it airs Monday through Friday, 2:30 Central Time. So for those who are at home in Minneapolis, St. Paul, I miss you guys. I love you guys. I come back every year a couple of times. So I look forward to my next trip home. And hello to my sister, Anae Shapiro Sedley, and my aunt and uncle and cousins and everyone there.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. You were so fabulous.
Oh, thanks, Anita. No, so nice to end my tour with CCO. Thank you.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.